From the crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena Troy, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. We've already been avidly discussing one of the records you've brought in for us today.
We have, and we even touched on the first one, the other one as well, didn't we?
We have. What are we talking about?
Well, let's start with something which comes out tomorrow.
Very exciting.
Now, this is an act that have been around since 1976. Early 77.
Yeah. So a wee while. That's old.
What are we talking, 43 years? That's old, yeah. However, what we were saying off air, it bears repeating. This is an act who, it's not about ever decreasing circles. It's an act that have never been embarrassing, have never become self-parody.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Everything that made them interesting in the first place is just what makes them interesting now, although it's not the same things.
Yes.
It's always about ideas and creativity. And should we just hear something from the 17th LP by Wire?
I like the layout of the track listing, how they've got the name of the track and then they've got the name of each person that's featured on the track and what they play.
Even though it's the same four people on each one.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's just acknowledging.
It's not the same instruments on all four all the tracks. And I feel like if you're a music nerd, that'd be something you're into, right?
Yeah. The other thing, like I was saying to you, is that Colin and Graham particularly, they don't see Wire as their collective selves. Mm. They see Wire as something else.
There's a very sort of like art project way of approaching it, isn't it? To be like, we've made this band, we're not the band, we like look after the band in a way, it's
we
own
serve.
Little thing.
We serve
the
Wire.
Band.
Yes.
So this is Cactused, is the name of this track.
Yeah.
And I'm... One other thing that I've sort of felt was I was like, oh, I'm not sure if I like this new stuff from Wire so much. I already know I like this track more than Primed and Ready. But I think what you're saying as well is that they've never really done the same thing twice is so true. And maybe I'm just like stuck in the past wanting to hear Pink Flag again for the millionth time, you know?
Well, you'd be with a lot of other people who feel the same. I mean, that is a massive... Massive casts a giant shadow.
Yeah.
But nothing has been done in the shade for Wire. Everything has always been very different.
Yeah.
Listen to this pop tune.
Yeah, this is cool. They almost sound like Britpop.
It does sound like Britpop.
And I do love Britpop, so...
So, to the people who only just like Pink Flag, they might be surprised to know that in the last decade, I think this is the sixth Wire album in the last 10 years. And
just keep whistling into the microphone, Jeff.
Yeah, keep going. Check you out. And weirdly enough, the last album, Silver Lead, was actually the highest-selling record of their career.
Really?
Yeah.
That's really cool. So this is called Mind Hive.
Yes.
It's a good name.
Which I think also relates to what we were saying about the we are more than each other and a collective.
Yeah.
The other thing.
What's the back of what's the cover look like? Tess, give us a description.
Oh, it's just black with some embossed writing. That's
not,
all.
Not the back cover.
Both.
Yeah.
And the back's just got the track listing and a little typewriter at the bottom.
It's pretty cool.
Simple.
It's nice and simple, yeah. I'm a fan now, I reckon. That is Wire with Cactused from Mind Hive.
Now, it's I'm not going to spoil anything about the record for you, but it doesn't all sound like that.
Okay, that sounds very exciting then. Wire fans?
Another, we were also saying that nothing Wire have ever put out has been ever less than very good. The worst they've ever been,
exactly.
Is very good.
Yeah.
This is above very good. This is a fantastic record.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited. I'm excited to hear the rest of it. What else have we got here?
Well, shall we go for the 7-inch that came with the LP up there?
That sounds exciting. Nice.
Oh, yeah.
What a voice. Who are we listening to, Troy?
Well, this is from a compilation of something called CRS Records in Philadelphia, which ran from about 1969, possibly up to 1980. This here, it's quite long-winded. What's the entire lineup?
The entire lineup?
Bonnie Blanchard, who's she with?
Bonnie Blanchard and Andy Aaron and Mean Machine?
Yeah. So.
Bonnie Blanchard, I'm assuming, is who we're hearing on the vocals here.
Yep.
What do Andy Aaron and Mean Machine do?
Well, Mean Machine was the name of the band. Andy is the leader of the band. He was the trumpet player.
Trumpets. Nice.
When you hear the saxophone player on this, it's Grover Washington. And if you don't know who Grover Washington is, ask Sarah. She loves that smooth sax style. So this is from, I think, 1970 or 71. The compilation is called Gut Funky, but as you can hear, this is like the soul end of funk.
Yeah, yeah. So this is a 7-inch that came with it.
Yeah.
Which is quite nice.
First 300 copies have a 7-inch
awesome.
As well. Remember we did this a little while ago, the last Tramp compilation with the picture of the dude on the cover and his radio station?
I know exactly the one you mean.
Yeah.
That's a great picture that is still quite like burned into the back of my brain.
Speaking of great pictures, the cover of this is Bonnie Blanchard with Andy and the Mean Machine. And boy, don't they look fantastic.
They do. What's the liner notes got there, Tess?
I was just looking on the front where it says that you get a bonus 7-inch. It's got this liner with what is said to be many unseen photographs. Is this the right one?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's got all these cute little pics.
So how did this come together?
Tramp Records, I think it was a guy from... Funkadelphia put together this for Tramp.
Yeah.
But this song is the only one I'd actually heard from it.
Okay.
This is one of those underground Northern Soul type classics,
mm-hmm.
sought after and everything. In fact, so sought after, they've put it on a 7-inch as well as on the LP.
Excellent.
It's,
I'm sure the old Northern Soul Night will have a good time with this.
Yeah. So this was a small Philadelphia label run by one man who was ostensibly the producer. Some people, tell us who else was on the label from what you've got there.
We've got George Johnson Jr. and the Mondells. We've also got the Zodiacs, the Caprells, Mitzi Ross, Midnight Madness, the Butlers and Carl Sherlock Holmes. And then there's a couple of tracks from most of those on here, so everyone kind of gets two runs of it, which is pretty cool.
So Carl Sherlock Holmes did an album called Investigation. Carl Sherlock Holmes Investigations.
Nice.
That was good.
That's fantastic.
So instead of the usual double LP Tramp thing, it's a single LP. Everything on it is a killer. It's one of those ones where you wonder, why did this never break out? Why did I not know this before 2020?
Very cool.
It's out worldwide tomorrow, so
awesome.
Everyone is going to have a chance to be able to get to know some of this.
Northern Soul heads will be racing down there. What's the third one you've brought us in this morning, Troy?
The third one is the only one that's actually out already. Came out last week, but we had too many other things to do last week. This is on the International Anthem label. This is by Jeff Parker. Although after his last album on International Anthem was called mm-hmm. The New Breed, named after his dad's clothes store in the early 70s.
Cool.
Now this is credited as Jeff Parker and The New Breed. Right now you can hear Micaiah McCraven on drums.
All right.
Now Jeff Parker, of course, is a guitar player. Plays in Tortoise. Has done about four or five solo records. And The new breed had a picture of his dad and his business partner on the cover in the 70s. This new one,
Is this his mum?
That's his mum.
Ah, okay.
His mum was Maxine Brown. The album is called Sweet for Max Brown.
There's a lovely photo of her. I did think this has got to be somebody's mum or auntie or something. It's got that kind of a feeling about it. She's standing in front of a house looking very smart in a pinstripe suit.
I think she looks tremendous.
And smiling, which is always nice.
So, Sweet for Max Brown, weirdly enough, isn't exactly what you'd think of as being a sweet. Not all of the songs are, they're not all connected together. Mm-hmm. They're not all interrelated. Well, they probably are interrelated, but it doesn't play like a one long piece.
Yeah.
Jeff Parker not only plays guitar on this record, he does mostly everything.
Yeah.
Mostly
all the things.
where there's all of the keyboards and samples, everything is Jeff. Although this tune here, he doesn't play the bass either. But do you want to see what he looks like?
I do.
There you go.
Oh, there's a CD as well.
Yeah, he doesn't look as good as his mum, but he looks all right.
Oh, he looks quite nice. He's got a nice sort of painter's jacket on and some blue pants. He looks a bit serious. His mum's smiling. He looks a bit more sullen.
I don't think he's sullen. He's probably just
serious music man.
Might have a goofy smile. Who knows? one thing which is really odd on this record is it's odd for anyone to attempt to cover it. But it's particularly odd for a guitar player to cover a John Coltrane tune.
Okay.
And the Train tune he does is After the Rain from what's that from? Birdland, 64. So he's played that.
Who else is on that one? There's Paul Bryan playing bass.
Yep.
Jeff Parker on electric guitar and percussion. Josh Johnson on electric piano. And Jameer Williams on drums doing that After the Rain cover. This track we're listening to right now, though, is Go Away, and that's got Paul Bryan on bass guitar and vocals, Micaiah McCraven, as you said, on drums, Jeff Parker on electric guitar, vocals, and sampler as well.
This one is the one that resembles kind of African guitar playing the most. It's it's really cool.
It is really cool.
It's kind of a Grant Green thing going on, if Grant Green was playing African stuff.
The thanks on this record go to Mom.
Yeah, she
and
is.
A bunch of other people. Mom on the front there.
So, graduated studies of sampling cycles and soulful jazz harmonics mix monkey and miniatures into a fusion swirled dedication.
Very cool.
I think the word we need to focus is dedication.
Dedication.
Not only dedicated to Mom, but Jeff's been dedicated to interesting creative music for, well, since the mid-90s, I think.
Awesome.
What do you think of this?
I think it's great. I really like this. A little bit of vocal in there. Tiny bit.
Saying, go away.
Go away.
Yep. What do you think of the bells?
I really like the bells. I was trying to work out who would be doing the bells. I think it must be...
It's Jeff.
It's Jeff.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not credited to that. I was going to say it must be Micaiah as a percussion thing, but...
I think you'll find that they're actually either sampled or
that's
or
the
keyboards.
Sampler. Okay, I got you. That's very cool. They're very, with headphones on, they're very sort of spatial, kind of all around you, surrounded by bells. I like this a lot. So where can you get this one?
This one is on the shelves now at Southbound because it came out last Friday. Also, I'll have to remind you that... we still have the Junius Paul Ism on International Anthem available. I don't think we mentioned it on the show.
No, I don't think we have. That's exciting.
That's an interesting one. But I really like this. The Jeff Parker New Breed album from a couple of years ago is fantastic as well. But this one, super classy.
Sweet for Max Brown. This track is Go Away, Jeff Parker and the New Breed. What else did you bring us this morning, Troy?
Well, Gut Funky, the best of CRS Records. I didn't explain to you what CRS stood for.
What is it?
Curtis R. Statton. Huh. And the first line is, not much is known about Curtis R. Statton. So Gut Funky, the best of CRS Records, that is out on Tramp. That comes out tomorrow. And we started out with the album number 17 from the British art group Wire.
Fantastic.
Mind Hive is the name of
Mind Hive. And that's also out tomorrow.
It is.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Troy. We'll see you again next week.
You will.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.